So what about treatment? We saw another data set presented at ASCO. Can you talk about that? And in general, what we know about treatment right now?
So as of right now, as far as treatment for smoldering multiple myeloma is concerned, it should be no treatment at all. It is watchful waiting, and that is essentially still in 2019 should be the guidance for most oncologists. As I mentioned earlier, we are doing a lot of work in this space, a lot of research being done in this space. And if you go on to clinicaltrials.gov, you're going to see a lot of different clinical trials addressing this whole smoldering multiple myeloma population. So I would certainly recommend a clinical trial if that makes sense for that particular patient. What was presented at this year's ASCO and then EHA meeting was the ECOG trial. And the ECOG trial compared the use of lenalidomide in intermediate risk and high risk smoldering multiple myeloma patients to no treatment at all. And what they found here was if you had lenalidomide as treatment, which was 25 milligrams of lenalidomide, 3 weeks on, 1 week off, and the idea was to continue this lenalidomide up until progression, what was noted was that patients who got the treatment with lenalidomide actually had an improvement in their progression-free survival. Now, we do not as yet have data on overall survival, and in my mind, at least for a smoldering multiple myeloma patient population, before we adopt this as clinical practice, we do need to see some improvement in overall survival, and we are obviously going to have to wait a long time for this. So, as of right now, at least the data suggests that the progression-free survival improves. We did see some toxicities in patients who are getting lenalidomide treatment. We saw a slight increase in second cancers in this otherwise asymptomatic patient population. And we also saw that most patients were able to continue treatment for approximately a year and then they stopped treatment because of toxicities from the treatment itself. So treating patients with smoldering myeloma is not a trivial decision, and even today should be done only in the context of a clinical trial.